Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chof Hei, we're up to Pasuk Chof Tes. David once again was wandering around in the desert, and he sent messengers requesting that Nabal should help out and send him food, and his messengers were rebuffed. And Nabal disgraced David and said, "Who's this? Nowadays, all the slaves are breaking free from their master, and should I send my food to people that I don't even know of?" And he sent them away. David and his men paskined that Nabal was chayiv misa. He was morid b'malchus, he was rebelling against the throne, since David had been anointed as king. And as we'll see in the psukim, David obviously felt that was the legal justification. And besides the fact that the idea that somebody could have such a cruelty and a harshness not to share food with people who are starving out in the desert when he himself was making a large party and he was shearing his sheep, and at a moment like this when he has such wealth and he refuses to share at all. So David came with his men and they were going to kill Nabal. Abigail realized what was happening, and she left and traveled herself and came to meet David and mentioned a number of reasons why David should leave Nabal alone. That Nabal doesn't deserve to be killed. That's his nature, and nobody's going to learn from his example, and she is bringing food to Nabal. And then after those arguments, she gives another three reasons why David should not kill Nabal. And now she focuses on David, that this action will be detrimental to David as the leader of Klal Yisrael. First of all, she mentioned in Pasuk Chof Ches, Ki Milchamos Hashem Adoni Nilcham, that David fights the battles, fights the wars of Hashem, and he's known as a warrior who's killed many of the enemy. If now he kills Nabal, people will think, and he just kills everyone frivolously. Anybody who gets in his way, David kills. It would be better for David if people know that he only attacks the enemies of Klal Yisrael, and there's nothing personal here. Even if David is justified, and even if Nabal deserves to be killed, but since he's always fighting the Molchamos Hashem, it should be clear to everyone that he's only attacking those that are enemies of the nation. Other Meforshim point out the very fact that he was engaged in battle. You need all the zechusim you can get. And somebody who's constantly involved in the Molchamos Hashem should be extra careful. Extra careful, even if something is mutter, but he needs the extra zechusim, and he shouldn't go ahead and do something that's possibly tainted by a self-interest. Then she mentions the second point. Right now, that was the fact that you were fighting against the Plishtim previously and in the future, but right now you're at a stage of life, Vayokum Adam Lirdovcha, that a person arose to chase after you, and not just chase after you that you got to wander, but he's actually after your life. And if David slips and gets caught at any moment, his life will be over. The soul of my master should be bound in the bond of life. Eis Hashem Elokecha, together with Hashem. Meaning right now, you're wandering around and you don't have a moment of peace and you're in constant fear and trepidation from Sheol. He seems to have the upper hand and you're in danger. But and Abigail was a Nevi'ah, she had prophecy. And she's saying, your soul will be bound up, Bitzorachayim, in the bond of life. You will remain alive. Don't worry about the fact now you're going through a difficult period. You will remain alive. Hashem will protect you. You're with Him. And the soul of your enemies will be shot, like from a slingshot, within the slingshot, they'll be the ones who are constantly flung back and forth and don't have any menucha. But you yourself will have menucha. So right now, at this moment, you feel you have to kill Novel. Don't bother. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. You will have Menucha. You will be kept alive. And your enemies are the ones who will find themselves wandering. She doesn't mention Shaul's name. Again, if she was a Neviah, she probably realized, she knew that Shaul himself was, we're going to see later, we'll see later, is in Gan Eden together with Shmuel HaNavi. Shaul was one of the greatest. When in the battle of against the Plishtim, when he was killed, Shmuel said beforehand, Shaul will die, u'macharatu v'necha imi, that you'll be with me in Gan Eden. Shaul was one of the greatest. But this is general. David's enemies, there were Doeg, could be she was referring to Novel, her own husband Novel, who had was the enemy and had scorned David. But whoever the enemies are, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows who they are, they'll be the ones who are flung the Soch Kafa Kolo within the slingshot. Chazal also point out, it doesn't say there Yikalena mean Kafa Kola from the slingshot, but within the slingshot, meaning almost as if they're going from one slingshot to another, constantly flung back and forth without a moment of rest. But Chazal also understand it doesn't mean just in this world that David will be protected, he'll be in the bond of life with Hashem, but it's a reference to Olam Haba. The Gemara says in Shabbos on Kuf Nun Beis Amid Beis, a mashal to a melech bas of Adam who had royal garments. In Shecholak Bigdei Malchus La'avodov, he gave out royal clothing to his servants. Pikchin Shebahem, those that were wise. Now you know this was on loan from the king, and at some point the king is going to want it back. So those that are wise, Kiplum folded up the garments, v'nichum b'kufsa, and they put it in a box, that the garments shouldn't become dirty. Tipshim Shebahem, those that were fools, went ahead and used the royal clothing to do whatever work they had to do. L'yamim, after a while, bigish hamelech es halav, the king said, return the garments. Pikhim shebahan, the wise people who had folded them up and taken care of them, hechzirim lo kishem meguhatzim, return the garments like they'd been freshly cleaned and pressed, they were in pristine condition. Tipshim shebahen, the fools, hechzirim lo kishen meluchlochim, return the royal clothing dirty. Samach hamelech likras pikhim, the king had a tremendous joy when he saw that he had servants that were wise and knew how to value what he gave them. Vekos likras tipshim, and to greet those fools, the king had an anger. Al pikhim omar, about the wise ones, he said, Yinosnu kli laotzer, I can take these royal clothing and put them straight into my storehouse. Vehem yochol abateyim l'shalom, and they can go back to their houses in peace. Val tipshim omar, about the fools, he said, Kli yinosnu l'koves, the clothing will have to go to the cleaners. It's dirty. We'll have to send it to the cleaners. V'hein yischab shu beveis asurim, and they themselves will get locked up in jail. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same with people. Al gufan shel tzadikim oimer, the tzadikim are the pikhim, the wise ones. I don't know if they attribute to the Chofetz Chaim, he said, dafnish zayin frum, daf zayin klug. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not expecting you to be frum, but you have to have seichel. If a person knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him an neshama, and it's here on loan, and it can get called back at any moment. If he's got seichel, he's the pikhim. So for the tzaddikim we're referring now is their goof. They have their body, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them the neshama. So on the goof and shel tzaddikim omer yovo shalom, let their body come in peace, yonucha al mishkevosam, they'll rest al mishkevosam, wherever they're lying, they're buried in there, and they rest in peace. Val nishmasenu oimer, and about their neshama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says our pasuk, v'oysa nefesh adoni tzrur bitzrur achayim, the soul of my master will be bound in the bond of life. because that can go straight into the storehouse. It can be placed together with Hashem. It doesn't need to be cleansed or to be... it's in perfect condition. Al gufan shel rishoyim ho'omer, and about the body of the rishoyim, those who misused Hashem's pikadon, what Hashem gave. It says, ain shalom omer Hashem l'rishoyim. They won't have peace. Val nishmosen ho'omer, and about their neshama, it says, Beis nefesh oyvecha, the rest of our pasuk, the soul of your enemies, yikaleno besoch kaf hakola, will be flung back and forth within this slingshot. The marsha on this gemara, there's a machlokes among the rishonim. There's a discussion in terms of the concept of gilgul haneshamos, whether the neshamos come back to this world or not. And the marsha over here says, on this Gemara, v'yesh b'zeh ha'maimer soid gilgul neshamos. In this statement of the Gemara, you have the secret of neshamos coming back to this world. Shenefesh adam shlo zocha b'chayav, the soul of somebody who was not zoich in his lifetime, tinosein agimul pa'omim b'guf acherim, can be placed up to three times. It can come back again to this world. It can come back again. Perhaps the neshama will get purified. If mistakes were made, the neshama is sent back and the purification is to come back again. It's based on a pasuk in Iyov. While the nefesh of a tzaddik gomor remains that way and it doesn't come back and again in a gilgul. And he brings, as the pasuk says, Nefesh Adonis Tzur B'Tzur Achayim, it remains over there, Ba'otzer Achayim, while the Nefesh of the Rosh is constantly flung back and forth in the slingshot. V'hainu Hamoshe She'inosnu L'Kvisa. That's the idea of like being placed into the laundry. Ulai Yizdachech. Perhaps it can get cleansed. V'yiskabis B'guf Acher Hayoser Noki. Perhaps the next time around it'll come back into another body and it'll be able to clean, it'll be cleansed. That's the idea that sometimes a person needs a tikkun in whatever area and he comes back to rectify that. So this is what Avigail said to David. If you're going to go ahead right now and kill Nabal, but you'll be secure and in this world and the next world, David HaMelech, you'll be Bitzur Bitzur HaChaim, and those that are opposed you are going to get their punishment. But for you to kill Nabal is not advantageous to yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. The Tana Dvei Eliyahu says, any Talmud Chacham who's Oisik B'Torah from his youth till his old age and then he dies, Be'emes lomes. The Me'am always brings us down. In truth, he doesn't die, but he's still alive because it says the nefesh adoni will be bound im eis Hashem alokecha, together with Hashem. Meaning, just like Hashem is eternal, lo'olam ol'olam ol'olamim, this neshama, the neshama of these tzaddikim, is together with Hashem. Meaning, for eternity, forever. The neshama remains alive, and it adds on a few more words. And therefore, al yarbe odem b'chiyu misbeit al meso, a person shouldn't increase too much crying and eulogizing for his nifter, because l'maiso, when somebody's nifter, it's very painful for the especially for the relatives and those who were close to the nifter. But keeping this in mind, that the person who was nifter, he did his job. And then Shema now goes back to Shemayim, and for eternity it's together. Bitzror Hachayim Eis Hashem Elokecha. The Neshama is okay; it's taken care of. It has eternal bliss. And even though there's a pain for those who remain behind on this world, but a person shouldn't increase too much crying. The nifter is not suffering. Has it well. And one last thought: Chazal say if a person causes another to get a punishment, like if somebody were to daven and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should punish the guilty one, or something like that, and if somebody gets a punishment as a result of an individual, that individual, it says, Ein machnisim oso b'mechitzoso shel Hashem, he sort of kept at a distance from Hashem. He's not brought into the mechitza of Hashem if he caused another person to get punished. What Avigail said is, whatever's going to happen to Novel, David should just leave it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it, and your Nefesh Adoni will be Tzrur B'Tzrachayim together with Hashem, and whatever happens, Hashem will take care of Novel, he'll get his punishment. But you won't be in the category of somebody who's Chaveiro Nena Shal Yodo, that you caused somebody else to get his punishment. And the third point Avigail makes is in the future. Don't do anything to Novel now. Because Vahoya Kiyase Hashem Ladoni, when Hashem will do for my master, Kechol Asher Diber, like all that he said, Esatova Alecha, that good is going to happen to David. Vitzivchol in Nagid al Yisrael, and Hashem is going to command that you will be a leader over Klal Yisrael. In that future, when you become the king, if you kill Novel, it's going to be a stain on your record. It's going to be difficult for you in the future to be a king when everyone knows what you did to Novel. Even though it was justified. But it's still going to be problematic for you to run a proper Malchus. And we see in general, Abigail is speaking very much at length. Could be David didn't accept yet what she said until she finishes all of these arguments. Could be there was a discussion in between, but the Novi only brings down what is Nogea for us to know. And we see that it was clear, either in Nevuah it was clear in Klal Yisrael, even though not everybody knew, and one of the arguments to leave Novel alone was because not everybody knew that David was the king. But Avigail said she knows, and it was known at least to that extent that Hashem will do with David, Kechol Asher Diber, all that was said, Esatova Lecha, the good that will come to David. Arch Shmuel, when he anointed David, said that David would be the king over Klal Yisrael. And even though he hasn't, in practice, conducted himself as the king, Shaul is still alive, but he definitely will be the king because the Navi has said that that would happen. So when that time comes, Velosia Zos L'Cholifuka, this should not be a stumbling block, a block to you. Ulamich Sholev, and something that's going to cause a stumbling of the heart. You won't have the moral fortitude to do what you have to if you have this blemish. You won't be able to put your full heart into pursuing what has to be done knowing that you killed Novel. This shouldn't be the stumbling block and the michshol lev ladoni for my master. As we mentioned before, the main focus of the perek seems to be the fact that David was going to kill Novel. But Chazal also point out that he saw Avigail and David was going to take Avigail for a wife, and then Avigail had told him that she was possibly was dam and could be she herself was a nida and wasn't permitted to David, even if her husband would be killed and wouldn't be here. What she's mentioning, the Gemara and Megillah learns out, this won't be a stumbling block to you. And she's alluding to the fact that David is going to have an Isoyan later in life. With somebody who was an Eshesish, and we'll have to learn that parsha later. But in the incident with Bathsheba, David did make a mistake. It wasn't Avera the way it seems to be, and we'll have to learn it, but it was considered David did something that he should not have. This won't be a stumbling block for you. But there'll be a similar type of incident where David will be nichshol. And the Gemara also points out in Megillah, the Gemara mentions four women who are the most beautiful, and Avigail was one of them. As we mentioned at the beginning of the perek, it said very clearly that she was a tova sechel vifas toar. She was very beautiful. And yet you see that with all that, David was oimid bin Isoyon. Once there was, she pointed out that he should not kill Novel, and could be she herself was a dam nida, was tame, and David refrained. So later on you should know, the lesson is to be here, that David was oimid bin Isoyon when he saw that he was wrong. With Bathsheba, David had reasons why it was clear that she was mutter to him. and we'll have to learn that inyan. And as it is with, in general, when you're dealing with these people that are just so beyond our comprehension and we're just to have no shaychus with them, there's always the reason why, with logically thought out, what they did was permitted. And yet, it was considered for them a mistake. But over here, v'losia zos l'cholafuka, this would not be a stumbling block, but with prophecy, she knew that David would be nichshel in the future. The Malbim brings down other mafarshim. Later on, when David will be the king, imagine if the following case is brought to him. A man comes, is brought to Beis Din. He was a poor man. He knocked on the door. He asked the wealthy man for some tzedakah, and the wealthy man refused. So the poor guy pulled out his pistol and shot him. Huh? He was starved, and the guy refused to give him tzedakah, so the poor man killed the wealthy person. So such a person would be chayiv misa. So he's not pikuach nefesh, you know, in other words, he's chayiv misa. The poor guy for killing the wealthy man is chayiv misa. That poor man, though, could turn to David and say, you did the same thing. You came to Novel, you sent messengers that you needed food urgently, Novel refused to give you food, and you killed Novel. So how can you blame a poor man for killing the rich guy who rebuffed him? It's going to be a stumbling block. If you go ahead right now and you kill Novel, you later on will never be able to enforce the justice, because you'll always have people say, and you did the same thing, even though it was justified. So David felt he should do this because Novel showed such a wickedness and such a cruelty, and there was the legal basis to kill him. For the betterment of Klal Yisrael and of the world, Novel should be killed, and it should be a lesson that his conduct will not be tolerated. But Avigail pointed out that, if anything, killing Novel is going to have a detrimental effect. You're not going to improve the Amud HaChesed, the pillar of kindness, and make this world a better world. On the contrary, whenever you try to enforce justice, people say, David, you did the same thing. This should not be for you, Lepuka, as a stumbling block, or Lemich Sholev, and something that's going to cause your heart to stumble. You won't have the strength to enforce justice, La'adoni, for my master. V'lishpoch dom noki, and to spill innocent blood. And she argued that Novel was not chayiv misa because Novel didn't know that David was the king. Shaul was still alive. And she mentions this as one of the latter tainas. This is their third argument. This shouldn't be a puka and a michshol lev, and also you shouldn't spill innocent blood. Because Avigal wasn't 100% sure that David was out to kill Novel. He came with his sword and he was armed. Maybe he would just take away everything that Novel had. It would all be confiscated. It wasn't clear that David was actually going to kill Novel, but she did put it on, assuming that David would kill Novel. V'lishpoch dom noki, don't spill innocent blood. Ulo shia adoni lo, and that my master should have to save for himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. Since you stand to benefit from killing Novel, people are always going to say it wasn't totally justified, you did it for your own self-interest. V'heitiv Hashem l'adoni, and Hashem will do good and should do good for my master, v'zochartoh es amosecho, and you should remember your maidservant. Things will be good for you, David. Remember me. At a later date, you should remember that I came. V'zochartoh es amosecho, you should remember. Could be she's mentioning to David. Again, there was many different things going through, many different cheshbonos going on. David was going to take Avigail initially to be his wife. She's mentioning to him, don't do anything to Novel now. Later on, you'll remember me when Novel won't be alive anymore, and then I'll be mutter. But if you do anything now, that's going to be that'll be an Aveira. But just remember for later on. Chazal learn out, though, the Gemara says in Megillah, it says two expressions on Daf Yudalad Amud Beis. One is Bahare Shusa, by women, Bahare Shusa, while they talk, Polcha, they spin thread. Or it's while they're talking, they're working. It seems to be that the main thing is the talk. It doesn't say while they're working, they're talking, but while they're talking, they're working. But anyways, Bahare Shusa, while they're talking, Polcha, they're working. Meaning, right now she's talking and saving Novel's life. She has to place in an argument. Yet she has the chokhmah to place in, to do for herself, to put in a good word for herself, that later on will be necessary that David should marry her. And the Gemara has another expression, that a bar avza, a goose, as it's walking, it looks down, as it's walking, its eyes and its head is down, but his eyes gaze at a distance. It lifts up its head and makes sure to see in the future. See, here also, she seems to be concerned with the present. She's saving Novel's life. This is an emergency. She came at night to place an argument before David wipes out the whole household. But she's thinking already in the future. After this crisis, what's the next step? Zacharta samasech, and you should remember your maidservant. Vayomer David Lavigal. We read it Lavigail, but it's written without a yud. Because even though, again, all these things, it's hard for us to appreciate exactly what the taina is. On one hand, the Gemara mentions sort of the positive quality. On the other hand, here it's taken as a fault of Avigail. That even though she had done this to save her husband's life, and even though she saw in Nevuah what was going to be in the future, and she's mentioning, just offhand, while she's talking, you should remember me in the future. However, at the moment, she's a married woman, she's Eishes Ish, and to say to David, remember me, it's in the future, in terms of marrying her, that wasn't right. That's what Chazal learned out. So a yud was taken off from her name here. There was a lack. Something's missing. She shouldn't have said that. By Yomer David Lavigail, again we read it Lavigail, David said to Avigail, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blessed is Hashem who is the Elohim, the God of Klal Yisrael. First, you have to give thanks to Hashem. He learned that lesson. Malki Tzedek said to Avram after the battle with the kings. He blessed Avram, and then he said, "Uvarach Kel Elyon," to bless Hashem. And that was a mistake. First, he got to bless Hashem. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. And he adds on the words Elokei Yisrael, that right now it's not just a personal thing between David and Novel, but everyone's concerned with what's better for the nation. David felt that Novel should be killed is better for Klal Yisrael. Avigail pointed out that it's going to be a strike against his Malchus. It's going to hamper his ability to lead Klal Yisrael. So Hashem, who's the Elokei Yisrael, Asher Shalochech Hayom Hazeh, that Hashem sent you today, Likrosi, to greet me. Arz David acknowledged that the fact that Avigail came was a special Siyata Dishmaya, that Hashem sent her to save David. It's also a tremendous amount of, it's hard enough from a wife, but the wife points out something, and for the husband to say, you know, Hashem sent you to tell that to me. I was 100% wrong. Even though David paskened it with his Sanhedrin. And here she wasn't even his wife yet. But the fact that he took what Abigail said, and we'll see in a moment, he was convinced, he swore that he definitely would have carried through his plans to kill Novel. And yet, Abigail had such a correct argument, and it was so clear the hashkacha, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, that Hashem sent you, Asher Shalochech Hayom Hazeh Likrosi, that Hashem sent you today to greet me. Uvaruch Tameich, and blessed is your reasoning. Meaning, if she would have come and somehow she could have said it without being so clear, the logic was so compelling. Different reasons why Novel shouldn't be killed, different reasons why David it would be harmful to David. Uvorach taimech, your reasoning is blessed. Uvrucha ot, and you yourself are blessed. She had said, v'zacharta samasecha, that you should remember me. David is saying, you're blessed. He realizes what a tzaddikah she is and that she's blessed, and he'll keep her in mind. Asher kilisini hayom hazeh, you held me back today, mibo v'damim, from coming into bloodshed. Again, the simple meaning is he would have killed a number of people, damim. There would have been a lot of bloodshed. But the Gemara learns out, mibo v'damim, there was two types of blood. There was the blood of Novel that he would have killed, and there was the dam nida if he would have done an avera. And you held me back, mibo v'damim, from doing these averas, v'hoshea yodili, and from allowing my hand to save me, from taking the law into my own hands. And also that you held me back, v'hoshea yodili, and you allowed my hand to save me, could be to save me from hurting Novel. That leaving Novel was not an act of weakness. And it wasn't that David was afraid to act. But no, it was his strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would take care of it, and he should not do anything now. V'ulam, however, Chai Hashem, he swears by the life of Hashem, in other words, he's swearing by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elokei Yisrael, who is the Elokim, the God of Klal Yisrael. Just like Hashem doesn't change, Hashem himself is constant, is eternal, and is the way he is. He doesn't change. So too David is saying, what he was going to do would not have changed. Chai Hashem Elokei Yisrael. He's swearing by Hashem, who's eternally always the same, and who's Elokei Yisrael, the God over Klal Yisrael, who sees everything that happens, and with full knowledge of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashkiach, David says, with a full achrayus and with a full knowledge, you should know, Hashem Menoani, Hashem is the one who held me back, may hara osach, from harming you. That Avigail would have been harmed. Kilule mi heart, if not for the fact that you hastened and you came so quickly, vatavos likrosi, and you came to greet me. And the Radak learns out from the way this word is written and the way it's pronounced, vatavos. It's like vatavo is you will come, and bos is you did come. The past and the present are all mixed into this word. Vatavos likrosi, you came to greet me. It implies that it was done in great haste. The past and the present and the future all are mixed together. You came so quickly. Mi heart? And vatavos likrosi, you came to greet me. Kim no sar lenovel. That there would not have remained to Novel at Ora Boker till morning, Mashtin Bakir, and again we had different pshat and one pshat, as they wouldn't have even left over a dog. In other words, the whole household of Novel would have been wiped out, and he swore to it, there's no question about it, he would not have changed, he would have carried it through. It's only Avigail was so convincing with her arguments, and David could be realized that what she was saying was a nevuah. And therefore, he changed his plans. Vayikach David miyoda. David took from her hand what she brought. She brought all that food along with her, and David accepted it directly from her, which is a kavod. In other words, he accepted it. Esa sher hevia lo, what she brought to him. And again, when she presented it, she said, "This is for the lads," as if to imply David doesn't need a handout and David doesn't need his help. But his lads need what to eat. But David acknowledged she had brought it to him. V'lo Omar, and to her, David said, Ali l'shalom l'veisech, go to peace, to your house, as if to imply Novel is still her husband, and that's right now she's Novel's wife, and she should go back to her house in peace, and that's it. Re'i shamati v'koleich, but see, I've heard your voice, v'esau panoich, and I've showed you favor. In other words, in the future, he acknowledges the good that she's done for him, and then in the future, whatever the future holds will be carried out. But right now she should go back to her house. Vatovo Avigail on Novel. Avigail came to Novel. Vihine lo mishte beveso. And right now he was having a party in his house. Even though he was a stingy man, but on this occasion, he was having a tremendous party. Kemishte hamelech, like a royal feast. Velev Novel tovolov. And the heart of Novel was in a jolly mood. He was very happy. Vushikor ad ma'od, and he was very drunk. If the pasuk said he was very drunk, he was very drunk. Velo higidolo. Avigail didn't tell him dover koton v'godol, a minor matter, a major matter, ad or haboker. She said nothing at this moment. It could be a minor matter, a dover koton would be the fact that she had sent a lot of food to David. And the dover godol, the major matter, would be that Novel's life was just saved. He had a close call. He doesn't know about it. While he's partying, the negotiations are going on. But his life was saved. But she didn't say anything to Novel. First of all, there was no reason for her to say anything. If Novel would have come to the party and see the missing 200 bread, and they're missing a bunch of other food that she delivered, he'd wonder, what happened to all the food? And Novel and Avigail would have to say what happened. But over here, he was having a tremendous mishte beveso kemishte amelech. There was such an abundance of food, whatever she sent wasn't noticed that it was missing. And right now, Lev Novel Tovolov. He was in a jolly mood, he was in a happy mood. She didn't want to dampen the spirit of the evening. This is not the time to tell Novel. At a different point, she'll bring up the subject. And third of all, he was shikker. So however terribly he would act when he was sober, when he was shikker, he might totally fly off the handle. And she didn't know how Novel would react, and therefore she didn't say anything. And again, it's the chokhmah of Avigail to know sometimes a person has a hard time keeping a secret or holding back important information. And this was such a traumatic episode. To imagine what just happened, to travel in the middle of the night with all of this food and meet David and have to argue to save Novel's life and just to be able to hold it in and don't say a word. And she waited till the morning. That's what she did. At this point, Novel was a stingy guy, but he had a mishta beveso. He was throwing the party in his own house. On this occasion, they were cutting all the wool off of the sheep. He made an exception, and he actually threw a party. Not only that, it wasn't a party just for himself or his immediate attendants, whatever, but it was kemishta hamelech, like a banquet for the king, or they had many, many guests there. Velev Novel Tovolov. And don't think that he threw the party, but he himself didn't want to eat. But he did participate. This was a major festivity that even Novel himself participated, so much so that he became shikker. Vayiva Boker. It was in the morning. Betzeis Hayayin Mi Novel. When the wine left Novel, and he sobered up a little, Bataged lo ishto, then his wife told him, Esadvarim ho'ela, these words, this matter, what we discussed. Vayomos libo bekirbo, his heart died in him. Vehu ho'ela oven, and he became like a stone. He like froze. He had no emotion. He was hard like a stone. He was at a loss for himself. We would have learned simple pshat that just realizing that he was almost killed with his whole household was enough to throw him into such a terror and such a fear that he froze and he became like a stone. His heart died. But Chazal say he wasn't petrified over his near miss with death. The reason why he was so upset, Rashi brings down, Shenitztar al hamincha shehuvas leDavid. He was so pained by that present that was sent to David, that his wife went ahead and sent all that food to David. He just, his heart died and he became like a stone. He couldn't tolerate it, that all that food was sent away. Vayi kaseres hayomim. It was like 10 days. Vayigof Hashem es Novol. Hashem struck Novol. Vayomos, and he died. His heart was like a stone. He was like a stone and his heart had died. But don't think that he was lingering in a critical condition for a few days and eventually there's a limit to how long he could hold out and eventually he died. But you should know that even though emotionally he felt the way he did, but Vayigof Hashem, it was a separate blow from Hashem. He didn't die just from his natural sickness or the condition of stress and that he was under. But Vayigof Hashem was a separate blow from Hashem that killed Novel. And it happened around 10 days later. This whole story, we learned the very first pasuk in the perek. It said Shmuel was nifter, everyone gathered together and said hespedim, and they buried him, and then David went to Midbar Paran. And from there he sent messengers to Novel requesting food, and the whole story developed. Chazal learned that this happened right as soon as Shmuel was nifter. In other words, they had the hespedim and the crying, and as soon as he was buried and the avelus began, David immediately fled and he sent food, and the whole story happened immediately. 7 days, Hashem wanted to wait till the mourning of Shmuel Hanavi was finished. We shouldn't have mourning for Shmuel Hanavi at the same time that Novel dies and there's whatever mourning, it's his period of mourning. Shmuel has his 7 days of mourning for a tzaddik. After that, Hashem wanted to be clear that it was like a magefa, vayigof Hashem. And Chazal learned out that a magefa is when a person is sick for 3 days and then he dies. So Hashem allowed 7 days, Rashi brings this down, 7 days for the mourning period of Shmuel, an additional 3 days that Novel was in a condition of a chola, sick, and then finally Hashem struck him down as a magefa and Novel was killed. Chazal have another two pshatim, it's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Yud Ches. Vayhi kaseres hayomim, it was like the 10 days, is referring to aseres yimei tshuva. That Novel's future, Novel's life, was being decided what would happen to him. And he was given 10 days. And he didn't do tshuva, and wasn't misakin his aveira, and after the 10 days, aseres yimei tshuva is up, and he dies. And as we mentioned, Shmuel was actually nifter in the end of the month of Iyar. This happened right before Shavuos. It's ka'aseres hayomim, like the 10 days. Not that it was actually the aseres yimei tshuva, but he was given his own separate aseres yimei tshuva, his own separate 10 days to see what would happen with him. Because he had a zechus, as terrible as he was. There's another explanation in the Gemara. He was given 10 days because David HaMelech sent 10 Ne'orim. He sent 10 lads, 10 messengers to Novel asking for food. Novel gave them all a bite. He didn't send back any food to David. But the people who came in, he gave them something to eat. There were asara legimois, 10 swallows of food, because each messenger got one bite to swallow. Because of those 10 legimos, those 10 swallows, Novel was given 10 days. And again, one of the Mephoshim explains that the two explanations of the Gemara complement each other. The 10 days are because he gave them 10 bites of food. The 10 days are like Aseres Yimei Tshuva. He was granted an extra extension of 10 days because he helped give 10 bites of food. That the tzedakah that he did, that little bit gave him, each bite gave him another day, till his future would be decided. So the 10 days were up, Vayigof Hashem es Novel, Hashem struck Novel, Vayamos, and he died. The Marsha, by the way, points out, and when we learned earlier, we noticed that it never said in the Pasuk that Novel gave them food. In fact, some Mefarshim learn that he didn't give them food. They learned the Gemara that according to the Pshat that the 10 days corresponds to Aseres Yimei Tshuva, even the Gemara in that Teretz doesn't say that there was any food given. But the Marsha says, could be the idea of the fact that he gave them food is alluded to in the Pasuk. It says when they came, it was an unusual expression. It says they came to Novel in Pasuk Tes, and they told him what David had mentioned that they should say, Vayanuchu, and they rested. That was an unusual expression. At the end of Pasuk Tes, Vayanuchu, they said their speech, Vayanuchu, and then they stopped, and then they rested. And we had other Peshatim when we learned this. The Marsha mentions another idea. The Gemara explains why, you know, a person's animal has to rest on Shabbos. Maybe you should be mechuyev to muzzle your animal, that the animal shouldn't eat any grass. Because if you pull up any grass or pick any fruits, it's an isa d'oraisa, it's kotzer. You can't pick food from the ground on Shabbos. So if your animal can't work on Shabbos, maybe you should stop your animal from doing malacha. And the Gemara explains that the Pasuk says, L'man yanuchu, L'man yanuach shorcha v'chamorecha, that your animals should rest, they should have menucha on Shabbos. Avid le'nayach, do something that for the animal is considered to be yanuach, to be considered resting. And for an animal, relaxing and resting would mean that the animal, the Torah is saying, you should do something l'man yanuach, meaning let the animal eat. It can't be that when the Torah says the animal should rest, it means that the animal is not allowed to eat from the ground. So the word yanuach can mean that the animal should be able to eat. Could be here there's an allusion in the pasuk, because as I say, that word is unusual. They made their speech vayanuchu and they rested. Could be there's an allusion that Novel gave them something to eat. But he was granted a 10-day extension, which he didn't utilize, and he was killed. Vayishma David kimeis Novel. Now David heard that Novel died. Vayomer, and he said, Baruch Hashem, blessed is Hashem, asher rovis riv cherpasi, that Hashem fought my battle. He fought the argument cherpasi of my disgrace, miad Novel. I was disgraced through the hands of Novel, and Hashem fought my battle. That's one chesed, that Novel was got his due punishment. Secondly, he held back his servant, referring to David himself, from doing any evil. Novel got his punishment, but David didn't have to do it. Veisroas Novel, and the evil of Novel, Heshiv Hashem Berosho. Hashem put back onto the head of Novel. So it comes out David didn't do it. And as we mentioned before, Kol Shechaveru Nena Shal Yodo, if you cause another person to have a punishment, the person who causes it is not brought into the Mechitza of Hashem. But here Hashem took care of that. Veisroas Novel Heshiv Hashem distresses it. It was totally done by Hashem and put down on the head of Novel. So I'm totally vindicated and I have no involvement at all with the death of Novel. It was also put down Barosho on the head of Novel. Meaning, initially David would have possibly wiped out the whole household. Again, we had different Peshatim, whether he would have just killed Novel and confiscated everything in the household, or he would have killed others, but hey, the punishment ended up coming on the head of Novel, and everything else was left intact. All of the possessions, and his wife, and nothing else was harmed. Vayishlach David. David sent Vayidaber b'Avigail, and he spoke to Avigail, Lekachta lo li'isha, to take her for himself, Li'isha as a wife. Chazal point out that, in other words, Asul Adam Shekadisha Se'isha Ad She'irena. A person is not allowed to marry a wife until he sees her. I was asked to see her once, at least once. That's it. Everybody has to see her. It has to see her once. That's a good question with Yitzchak and Rivka. Exactly how that worked. When exactly the Kiddushin was, did Eliezer do the Kiddushin? Did he bring her back? That's a very good question. But we're not going to go into now. But the Gemara says a person's not allowed to marry a wife, Ad Shiren, until he sees her. And the interest, people don't know the rest of the comment, the rest of the statement. It's a Gemara in Kiddushin. The reason is simply because of Ahavta L'Reacha Kamocha. The reason why he has to see her is because a person's mechuyev, the marriage has to be one of shalom bayis, because that's all included in v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. And if he doesn't see her, and therefore somehow he feels that he didn't get what he wanted to marry, and if there's somehow friction as a result because he didn't know before and he feels whatever tainus he has, any damage in the relationship is a lacking of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, like every other mitzvah in the Torah. So therefore he has to see her first. But here the Pasuk says clearly, Vayishlach David, David sent messengers to take her for a wife, but Vayidaber of Avigail, he spoke to Avigail, which we learned before, he had that discussion before, but it mentions clearly he had spoken to her. In other words, he did know her before, and now he was going to take her for a wife. There's another din, that if a woman is married, she has to wait 3 months before she remarries. Because if there be a child later on, we want to know who the father was, the first husband, the second husband. But again, it's alluded to in the Pasuk. David sent messengers, and he spoke with Avigail to take her for a wife. Vayavo Avdei David, the servants of David came, El Avigail to Avigail. It seems to imply there's like a second group of messengers. He had sent messengers, and now, Vayavo Avdei David, could be there's a remez, an allusion to the fact it was after a delay. Vayavo Avdei David, the Avodim of David came, El Avigail to Avigail HaKarmela, to Carmel, which is where she was. Novel's business was in Carmel. Vayidabru Eleho Lamer, and they spoke to her, saying, David Shlochanu Eleich, David sent us to you, Lekachtech Lo Leisha, to take you to himself for a wife. Also, it doesn't say David sent the messengers to Carmel, because there's another Gemara that says, if a man asks the shliach, I want you to be Makadosh a woman in this specific place, and he finds her elsewhere, and he gives her the Kiddushin in a different place, so the marriage is not valid. Because it could be the husband had whatever reasons, he wants the marriage to take place here, and that's what he told him, you're shliach to do the Kiddushin here. Here David didn't send the messengers to Carmel. Who knows where they'll find Avigail? He just sent messengers to Avigail to take her for a wife. They found her in Carmel, and that's where they arranged the marriage. They spoke to her saying, David shlochanu elayich, David sent us to you. And they didn't even mention Hamelech David, because they don't want it to sound like she's being coerced and it's a royal decree and that David is conducting himself as king, but just David, with his regular personal name, that it's as if, you know, it's between two people and she can refuse. But David sent us to you, lekachtech lo leisha, that he wants to take you as a wife. Vatokam, she got up, vatishtachu apayim ortz, and she bowed with her face to the ground, in complete subservience, to show that she's nothing. Vatomer, and she said, Hinei amoscha, behold your maidservant, l'shivcha, will be a servant, a shivcha. Now she wasn't speaking to David, but since they were the messengers of David, she used that term, amoscha, your maidservant. I'm like a shivcha, lirchotz, to wash, raglei, the feet of Avdei Adoni, the servants of my master. In other words, I don't view myself as being a wife on a par with David. She realized David's greatness. I would want to be part of the household, even in the most menial and subservient manner. I'll be like a shivcha to wash the legs of your men, just to have the zechus of being with David. And again, we look at that and you can, you know, in other words, she's marrying David HaMelech. But when she said this, David HaMelech was a man who was on the run. Shaul HaMelech was after his life. He was not, he didn't have the fame and the greatness, and he was, you could look at the negative of David. But Avigail recognized Benavu, and Avigail recognized the greatness of David. And for her it was the greatest honor to have the lowest type of job just to be able to join David HaMelech. Vatamar, she hurried. Vatokam Avigail, and Avigail got up. Vatir Kaval HaChamor, and she rode on the donkey. Vachomish Naros Seho, with her five Naoros, her five girls, her Holchos Leraglo, that traveled with her. Vatelech, she went Achrei Malachi David, she went after the messengers of David. Before they were referred to as Avdei David, here they're referred to as Malachi David. They were chashuvim. They were Malachi is the messengers of David, but in a very complimentary term. She went after the Malachi David, vatihilo liisha, and she became a wife to David. Vesachinoam lokach David mi Yisrael. David took another wife. He took Achinoam from Israel. Vatiena gam shtehen lo lenoshim, and they were both of them also wives. Meaning they seemed to be on a par. They were staying, both of them. Avigail, we already know, was a Neviah. She was a Tova Sechel. We see her reasoning, Baruch Taimech. Achinoam was on a par with her. It was Gamshteim, both of them. Achinoam was also a tremendous tzaddikus. And they both became wives to David. And it's Gam, it's also because David had another wife. David had a wife before this incident. And Gamshteim, now he has another two wives, Avigail and Achinoam. Who was the first wife? V'shol nosan es Michal bito eshes David. Shaul gave Michal his daughter, the wife of David, Lefalti ben Laish, Tapalti ben Laish asher migalim, that came from the place Galim. He took Michal and he gave her to somebody else. We'll start this, and it could be we'll leave this, we'll come back to it again in the next tape. But just to mention what needs to be discussed is, how did Shaul do that? In other words, if Michal is married to David, how did Shaul take her and give her to Palti? And how did Palti stay married to her? And we'll see later on, David sent the messenger and he had Michal brought back to him. If he was married to Michal, so if a woman who's married is Mizana and lives with somebody else and does that sin, she's forbidden to her husband. Not only that, but even if she would have been divorced and remarried a second husband, she can never go back to the original one. But we'll see. There are a number of explanations for this, but the underlying rule in all the explanations is, could be Michal was not really married to David. And the question is, was David married to Michal? Shaul felt that she was not. And the Navi is telling you that she was the Eishes David. But Shaul felt she was not married to David, and therefore Shaul gave her to Palti ben Laish, and we'll explain to Mirtz Hashem next time the different reasonings why she was married or was not married, and the way the Gemara explains it. For sponsorship opportunities, please call 718-436-3024. Thank you.